you or your agent been contacted by Florida about your head coach?
You won, Derek.
Nope.
I want to get it out of the way.
No.
Would you talk to him if they go?
No.
When that stuff comes up, Chip, how do you kind of take that?
I laugh.
Is it flattering?
No, I think it's silly.
Why?
What?
Why is it silly? School will be interested in it.
It's because it's a rumor. It's not the truth. So I think things that are false are silly. So, football questions, anybody? Is that it? Good. Let's go to practice.
Chip, how much time did you guys spend after last season talking about what you needed to do on special teams? And do you feel like that is the most improved phase of this team?
I mean, I think we spent the same amount of time on everything. I think part of what you do in the offseason is, your quality control work in terms of what did we do well, what do we need to improve on in every facet of what we do here. So, that's part of what drives us in the offseason. And that's the fun part, I think, as a coach is, how do we improve upon what we did last year? How do we get better? How do we constantly keep evolving? And that's what this process is about for us. So it's not like we said, hey, let's just concentrate on this and not concentrate on everything else, because I think every phase is important. But I do think we've made some significant improvements in our special teams, and it's obviously showed in the play this year.
How much input do you have with Howie and people in the front office in terms of, lack of a better way of putting it, allocating funds? If you look at the Seahawks and you guys, and how much money, salary you spend, you guys spend a lot more on offense. They seem to spend a lot more on defense. How much of that is...
Well, I think a lot of that was before I got here, too. So, I mean, I think you're governed by contracts that you walked in on, so I think you got to understand what you have. I mean, most of the guys that we play on offense right now were here before I got here, so that's part of the deal. And I think you just can't start from scratch and have a utopia model of, hey, we're going to pay X amount to this and X amount to that and X amount to this, because you may not have that player there. So I don't think you can just slot and say, hey, our right guard is going to make X amount of money. It's just, what do you have there already? There was already pieces in place when we got here, so.
Richard Sherman was drafted before you got here, too, but you saw him when you were at Oregon. Why do you think he lasted until the fifth round?
I don't know. I mean, that's a question for other people. I mean, I thought he was a really good player in college. I always thought he was a prototypical NFL corner because of his size. And I think the unique thing about Richard is that he played wide receiver to start his career. And I think that's part of one of the reasons he has such good ball skills and has such good anticipation. He's obviously an extremely intelligent player. I think he's got a great knowledge of what offenses are trying to do to him. So, he was a good player. There's a lot of times, I think, ask most college coaches and they'll say they don't understand why guys didn't get drafted where they got drafted. So,
Bill Davis said yesterday when asked about the zone read and difficulties in defending it, it's just that extra gap that you have to be responsible for, or the quarterback having that option. Is that basically why you've been a proponent of having, in the past occasionally, using a quarterback that can run?
Has it been the reason? No. I just think it's a good scheme to attack people, but that's not the reason we do it. So,
I know you've only had LeSean McCoy for a relatively short time, but he's on the verge of becoming like the all-time rushing leader in team history. I mean, what does that say about him?
I think it just tells you what type of back he was, and I think, we knew what I knew early on once we got here, what type of presence LeSean has and what a tremendous asset he is, especially when he has the ball in his hands in terms of what he can do, his ability to make people miss, his ability to get the ball up the field. I think he catches the ball well out of the backfield. I think he's a complete running back, does a great job in blitz pickup. But I knew coming in here what a talented player he was. You get a chance to work with him. He's a great guy to coach. He's very receptive to coach, and he wants to get better every day. He's got a way about him that he just is constantly trying to improve. So, that's where some of the questions earlier in the season about him, but I don't think it fazed anybody in here, because we felt like we had one of the top running backs around, and obviously I think his statistics have proven that.
Do you see something more with him clicking right now, or do you just honestly feel he's the same exact guy as he was at week one?
I think he's the same exact guy. I think that the guys around him are a little bit different. I think that's always been the biggest thing. You just look at how many different lineups we had before we started to settle down. Kelsey's back and starting to get healthier. Evan's back, he's starting to get healthier. Lane's back. I think there's just a lot of moving parts earlier in the year for us.
Is Parkey's groin affecting him on kickoffs?
I don't think so. I mean, I think he should be good this week. It may have affected him a little bit last week, but I think he should be fine this week.
You've been pretty successful on your first and second possessions in the last 7-8 games.
Do you script at all? Your early.
We script play? All situations, so that's everything we do, and we've done that in every game. So, what are we going to do in third and short? What are we going to do in third and medium? What are we going to do in third and long? What are our first and second down calls? What are our red zone calls? What are our high red zone calls? Low red zone calls? What are our coming out? So, we have all of those kind of predetermined. That's what we. That's how we game plan. That's how we work during the week in practice.
As you look at those red zone calls, have you found any issues in these past 3 weeks in particular?
Yeah, we're not executing. I think we've got to make plays down there, and I think we've done a good job of moving the ball between the 20s, but you can really get judged out of what you do when the ball's inside the 20, and we need to do a better job executing down there.
When that's the case, do you do any more red zone work during a practice?
No, you can't, because then you're going to be short somewhere else. We just have to do a better job of executing when we're down there, but we spend a lot of time in the red zone itself anyways, just because it's such an important area for us, so I don't think we need to spend more time down there. We just need to do a better job when we're down there.
Chip, what can Jordan Matthews expect against Seattle, the way they cover the opium, the crossing routes and over the middle, as opposed to how other teams have defended them?
I think they're similar to a lot of teams. I mean, they play single high safety. They mix up between their man and their zones, and a lot of their zones are matchup zones. So I think it's a lot of the same coverages that he's seen before. So I don't think they've got really good players doing it, but it's not like they're doing anything revolutionary from a coverage standpoint.
Do they play a little bit more physical, a little bit more up on the inside receiver?
I think everybody in this league plays physical. I mean, it's not a – I don't see anybody – we haven't seen anybody yet that doesn't play physical. So, Dallas plays physical. Everybody was in your face. I mean, it's just – who can win their one-on-one matchups? But our guys go into every game expecting a physical matchup on the perimeter.
Do they like to stay in their base, even against three wide receiver sets?
No, they match like most people do in this league. So if you're in three wides, they're going to be in nickel. If you're in two tight ends, they're going to be in base. So.
You talked about specific measurables before. At safety, which things do you find important there?
I mean, there's a lot of things from us. It's all together, but I don't think you can look at one thing and say, well, he doesn't have this, so we're not going to look at him. I think they're still got to look at, is he a football player? I mean, there's ideal sizes and weights and what you want at a position, but you're not going to look at a guy and say, well, he's an inch shorter than what we want, so let's not look at him. So I think, there's a lot of key components. For us, our safety has to be able to be a good tackler. He's got to be a great communicator. He also has to be able to cover one-on-one at certain times. He also has to be able to have great range and play in the middle of the field, because our safeties are interchangeable. We don't just have one safety who's a down safety and one safety who's a high safety. They have to be able to do both.
You mentioned the physicality. Do you find that as the season has gone on, the crackdown has kind of lessened in that regard?
No, I mean, I think it's each crew's kind of different in terms of how they do it, and I think that's what you normally see. So I don't think you can say there's less now than there was before. I just think, and I think that's typical of anybody. I think some crews call more offensive holdings, some crews call more defensive holdings. I just kind of the nature as you get to this point in time during the season.
They got roughed up by Kansas City right after Mebane got hurt, and then have seemed to have gotten things right since then. The last couple of games, they've done a good job against the run. Have they changed anything since Kevin Williams has replaced him?
No, I don't think scheme-wise they haven't changed anything. Obviously, he's a really good football player. When you watch him earlier in the year, and I think he was one of the real good defensive linemen in this league. But I think Kevin's done a really good job since he's been in there. And both him and the other guy in there, McDaniel, they're both big physical guys inside. And kind of what you're prototypically looking for in that style of defense is that you want two kind of run stoppers in there at the defensive tackles, and both those guys can do that.
Can there be an advantage in facing Lynch the week after you prepared for DeMarco Murray? You geared up first for the run. You didn't have to worry.
Because I think it's different schemes in terms of what they do. I don't think, Dallas isn't going to run zone read with Tony Romo. It's a different type of blocking scheme in terms of what they're doing. So they're both very difficult backs to defend in terms of tackling them, whether it be in open field or in congested areas, because they're both physical backs. But I don't – it's a totally different scheme, a different mindset for our players this week.
What's the status with Polk and Burton? And
they're going to practice today.
Josh Huff got that carry late against Dallas?
I'm confused. Because Polk wasn't going to practice today, we gave him a carry last Thursday?
Because they were injured against Cowboys.
Yeah, I didn't want to put LeSean back in the game at that point in time. He'd been on the bench for a while. So
these college rumors will continue to pop up from time to time. Can you just speak to your contentment level as an NFL head coach and sort of the dedication to
Seattle? Our whole mantra around here is be where your feet are. And my feet are right here, and that's all we ever talk about. So I can't control what other people think or other people write, so I've never been concerned with it, never will be concerned with it. I've been happy. I've been very, very fortunate in my career. Everywhere I've been has been a great situation. I had an unbelievable opportunity when I was at New Hampshire, and I loved it there and could have stayed there for the rest of my life. And then the same thing at Oregon. I loved Oregon. I love those players. They're going to get an opportunity to play for the Pac-12 championship this Friday night. I love that group. I love that coaching staff. I love being in Oregon. I loved everything about it. But I had an opportunity to come here. So, you know, I've been very happy everywhere I've been, and I'm happy being here now. So. If people are going to have rumors about where you're going to go and all those other things, that, like I said, but in a lot of situations, no one's ever asked me. So
you have four games to go here. You guys could make the playoffs, get a first-round bye. You could not make the playoffs. What do you think, looking at this football team, what they've done so far, what the potential of this football team is going forward?
I don't think the good thing about it, we don't look at it like that. We look at it, we have one opportunity this week against Seattle, and that's it, and that's all we're focused on. So what else happens about that? I said exactly the only thing that we learned after we played Dallas last Thursday was that we have an opportunity to play meaningful football in December, and it starts right now with the Seattle Seahawks, and that's what our focus is on. So
you don't have a certain feeling about this football team the way they played the last
I think we're going to have a good Wednesday. That's the feeling I have about this football team.
Aside from the one game at a time attitude, some players have talked about breaking the season up in the four quarters. Is that a message that comes?
I've never had that. I mean, we just – I talk about breaking it up into every day. So I never talked about quarters or – I mean, you don't get any awards, do you? I mean, so.
Have you used J.J. Kinney at all when you're preparing for the zone read quarterbacks, you know, just to get an athletic guy back there?
Yeah, J.J. runs a lot of our scout squad stuff, so he's always done that. But not because he's the athletic guy. I mean, just because
–
No, he gets in there and does what he can do, and but he needs to get reps. But Barkley needs to get reps too, you know. So when you don't have a ton of reps out there, I mean, when you're going to give looks, we need to get those backup quarterbacks in there because Matt's got to get looks in terms of what he needs to get ready for. So, you know, if there's similar stuff to what we do offensively, and there's a lot of pattern combinations that they run that we run. So
what stands out with Earl Thomas on film? What makes him so good?
I think just, you know, the first thing you see is his speed because he can line up high and you don't think he's going to be involved and all of a sudden he's on the line of scrimmage making a tackle. I think he's an extremely active player. He's an extremely physical player. I think you can tell on tape he's an intelligent football player. He always seems to, you know, it's really difficult for people to fool him. People try to look him off, but he always seems to be going in the right spot. So I said it the other day, I think he's one of the top safeties in the league right now.
Jim, other than that Wisconsin game, what kind of exposure have you had to Wilson?
I spent a day with Russell when he played baseball, and he came down to play the Eugene Emeralds and came down there. He was actually at NC State at the time, so came over and stopped by the football offices, had a game that night, and just got a chance to sit down and meet him as a person. And, you know, you can't meet a better person. You know, I think you could tell right away. I knew right then whether he decided he was going to be a football player or a baseball player, he was going to be successful in everything he did. There was a maturity about him. There's a you know, an air about him that you knew this guy's going to be a successful guy. So I everything that he's done, whether it was at North Carolina State playing baseball, what he did at Wisconsin in the 1 year that he was there, what he's done since he's been in the National Football League isn't a surprise to me.
Huff, could he ever be a running back? I mean, is that something that he
was last Thursday. We'll leave on that one.